I understand it's been a little while since you've been, you know, working and living around Manhattan. So does it feel kind of like a homecoming to you?
Oh, very much so. Coming back to Manhattan, one where I have my roots from being born and raised, but still having family and a good group of friends from even high school and college days. So in that regard, it is homecoming. But really looking forward to working with the city. I mean, a dynamic, growing city. There are some professional challenges to, I think, use my background, what I've been doing in local government in other jurisdictions. And so it all makes for a nice package to come home and see how I can best use my talents for the benefit of Manhattan.
And can you talk a little bit about how the selection process worked? I understood there was kind of like a national search process that the city manager's office undertook. And can you tell me a little bit about how that worked from your side of things? How did that progress?
Sure. Well, Manhattan, like many jurisdictions, are looking for a strong talent across the country. And so they did some national posting through some professional association to the city website. And so I found it through some government related website, local government website. And so knowing that my local hometown was looking for a role that matched my skills and talent was exciting, but there's also a grueling process. So I give the city manager and the deputy city manager credit for a lot of vetting. So I understand there are four of us, and I know that we're the finalists. I know two, if not three of us, were from out of state even. And so I think it speaks well to the city that it's attracting a high caliber of interest from across the country, but also an opportunity to say, how can we use our background to really be at a point where Manhattan is to help it do some of the growth and economic development where we're focused right now. So it was definitely a grueling process. It was a full-day interview, several panel interviews, even had to do some exercises and presentations. And so I feel like I'm up to speed on all the issues in Manhattan just based on the interview process.
Well, that's good to hear. I was taking a look through the press release. I had a little bit of your past professional experience, and the local government stuff all seems pretty it's pretty clear how that's applicable to local government. But I was interested in hearing from you what your thoughts on how your nonprofit experience applies to the new position you're in.
Well, I do think I do bring a unique background, having worked in local government in several different roles, from the budget office and economic development to working with the mayor and elected officials. But I really do spend the last basically 5 to 6 years working for United Way or a nonprofit, really getting more involved in the community, understanding some of the social services, health and human services. I really think rounded out my background from not just having the pure local government, but really understand some more community issues, some homelessness, what are some affordable housing issues going on, and also just understanding what are the service needs for youth in the community and how we can do graduation focus and career and college ready. So there's a wide mix of issues I've gotten to work on in my past work experiences that I'll bring with me to Manhattan as Manhattan continues to move forward and look how we can continue to be a dynamic city.
And sort of looking, I understood you were briefed a bit on a lot of the roles you'll be filling here in the city, but what are some of the specific areas that you're hoping to work in most intensively? What are the improvements or what are the projects you're looking forward to the most?
Well, there's a lot of areas that I think I'll have the opportunity to have a little hand in, but I think some direct responsibilities will be economic development. How can we continue to make Manhattan a regional economic engine? And even across the state, how can we continue to build upon our military connection with Fort Riley, tap into resources at Kansas State? So I think the economic development aspect is very interesting in some of my background. But also, I'll have the opportunity to work with the Broward County Police Department and the Law Board, I understand. And I've come from a jurisdiction that has a consolidated city-county police force, so that will be familiar to me. And I'll also have an opportunity to work with the aviation director, and the growth of the regional airport has been pretty impressive. And so how we can continue to make these world connections through the regional airport, I think, is an opportunity that I'm excited about. Plus then also, I think one of my roles, as I understand, will be doing the town gown of the relationships with Kansas State. So certainly working with my alma mater and seeing how we can continue to do infrastructure investment with the MBAP coming on and so much more going on at K-State. It's just all exciting opportunities, and I'm looking forward to getting started.
And do you think you have any unique perspective on things? I know you mentioned three of the other four finalists weren't originally from Manhattan, and you being originally from Manhattan. Do you think you have a bit of a unique perspective compared to maybe some of your former competitors?
I do. It's funny. I was thinking during the interview process in my background, knowing that I remember when Manhattan Town Center was being built. I saw that Bramlage Coliseum is 30 years old the other day. I remember that was being built. But seeing how Manhattan has grown from my youth and childhood to when I was in college and how much more has gone on since I've not lived in town. But really, I've always been back at least once, twice a year for family events, for Kansas State events. And so I very much still feel connected to keeping tabs on how things have been going in Manhattan, and just seeing how much it's continued to thrive and grow has been impressive. And so I look forward to being a part of that team going forward. But I do think my perspective of having a local experience and knowing a lot of the local players, knowing what's in the history been, I think is important. And it really will help shape how we grow in the future.
And lastly, I feel like it might be good to end on, what do you think some of the biggest challenges coming into Manhattan are going to be for you?
Well, I'm really impressed about how much the citizens have invested in the community through some recent voter bond referendums and different things over the past 2 to 5 years. And so I'm impressed with how much the citizens have been engaged in the future of the community. And so that excites me to understand where there are some future economic development and growth opportunities to continue to make, I said, Manhattan the regional economic engine. But I think for me personally, there's a lot of people to reconnect with me that I want to reconnect with at Kansas State and in the Manhattan community. I think the challenges will be knowing there are new players in town since I've lived in town actively. And so understanding who some of the key players are, understanding some of the business mix right now, and understanding the military connection with Fort Riley, and also how we can continue to tap into the growth and the new plans going on at K-State. So there's certainly areas for me to get up to speed on, but I really do think the base of knowledge I have and the local experience I think is going to be to my strength. And I'm just looking forward to being there in 3 short weeks.
And I think that covers it, unless there's something else you were hoping to say that I didn't ask you. But I think that covers the pretty basic there.
Well, I appreciate that. Great questions. Thank you. Good opportunity to let people know I'm excited to be there. So thank you
Fantastic.
Very much.
Yeah, thank you.